USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
With President Donald Trump set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in mere days, 12 Russians have been indicted for trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election by hacking into the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democratic network. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at a Washington news conference.
In an effort to conceal their connections to Russia, the defendants used a network of computers around the world, and they paid for it using cryptocurrencies.
Former Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, whose email was hacked in April of 2016 and released over the course of the campaign, quickly jumped on Trump.
Donald Trump likes to describe this as a witch hunt. Well, we just found some witches, and they were indicted.
Several Democrats say Trump should cancel his meeting with Putin if he does not address the issue. Republican John McCain has joined Democrats in that call as well. Trump has promised to raise the issue during that meeting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this was Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Theresa May held a joint news conference outside London. At one point, Trump criticized the pipeline deal between Germany and Russia.
I think it's a horrible thing that you have a pipeline coming from Russia, and I believe that Germany's going to be getting 50, 60, or even I've heard numbers of 70% of their energy coming in from Russia. And how can you be working for peace and working from strength when somebody has that kind of power over your country?
At the start of the joint news conference, Trump called the U.S.-UK relationship the highest level of special, May praising the work the two nations do together.
No two countries do more together than ours to keep their people safe and prosperous. And we want to deepen that cooperation even further to meet the shared challenges we face now and in the years ahead.
Trump smoothed over an earlier criticism for May's handling of Brexit and immigration, saying she's doing a fantastic job as prime minister. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A huge merger is unexpectedly facing yet another challenge from the federal government. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A month after a federal judge approved AT&T's merger with Time Warner, saying the Justice Department's antitrust suit had failed to make its case against the merger, the DOJ has now filed a notice of appeal. It filed it on Thursday, indicating the dispute will now be going to the D.C. Court of Appeals. AT&T General Counsel David McAtee says the company is surprised the Justice Department is appealing. As for the merger, it's already been happening. AT&T completed its acquisition of Time Warner just days after the judge's ruling and has since rebranded Time Warner as Warner Media. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida beach has been closed following two apparent shark bites just 5 minutes apart. The Florida Times Union reports that Fernandina Beach, just northeast of Jacksonville, was closed to swimmers after a 30-year-old man and 17-year-old boy were both bitten on the feet. Neither victim got a look at what bit them. Papa John's has begun pulling founder John Schnatter's images from its logos and TV ads over the racial slur he made during a media training conference in May. Schnatter took part in a radio interview with WHAS in Louisville.
Shame on me for even bringing it up, but the point is, you can't use that vocabulary. You can't use that word. And we will not, and I'm not going to, and I have not.
The company will keep its name, and Schnatter is still on the board as its largest shareholder. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.